with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump by brought to you by Pump.
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit PumpThatSeptic.com. Yeah, you know it. You know it. You get it. Pump it. Yeah. So people are getting festive, obviously, this time of year. And one brewery in Milwaukee is making the Christmas tree drinkable. Black Husky Brewery Tree Spruce Beer will get you in the holiday mood because it's brewed with an actual Christmas tree. Owner Tim Eichner says he came with the idea for the holiday brew that is made with actual spruce from the city of Milwaukee's Christmas tree. Each can of beer purchased will also help support the Milwaukee Urban Forestry Fund.
So it's going to taste like gin, basically.
Basically. Look, I'm all for specialty holiday drinks, okay? But never once have I looked at a pine tree and gone, you know what? I wonder what that tastes
in my
like.
Mouth.
Yeah. You know what? I'm just going to go suck on that pine tree branch over there because I think that's got a good flavor to it. We just, sometimes we take it too far. You know, I think we take
it. The only thing I like about a tree like that is Christmas. Yeah, Christmas tree. It sucks. It sheds. It pokes you. It smells. I don't know.
I get the eggnog and, you know, maybe some other hot, like, roasted chestnuts and everything. But I don't know if I want, you know, someone stirring my drink with a twig from a spruce tree, you know?
Nah, I'm good.
A little
too
much.
I'm going to go with your classic beer or mixed drink. And
This tastes like how a taxi cab driver smells. Pine tree.
Yeah, let's quit trying to be cute, you know? And people are just trying to be too cute nowadays with things.
Just give me a beer. Guys, give me a normal tasting beer. That's all I want. That's all I want. pine tree. Delicious. Lastly, I want to see what you think about this. So Time Magazine has released their Person of the Year, and it's caused a little bit of a kerfluffle. It went to billionaire Elon Musk. Time says, quote, "The Person of the Year is a marker of influence, and few individuals have had more influence than Musk on life on Earth and potentially life off Earth, too." So some people like
space travel thing took him to the next level.
I mean, I think he's done a lot, and I know he's far removed from us normal people. Okay, because he's a billionaire. Okay, he's building his own like space like crafts. I get it. He's out there, but he has also pointed out some things that are kind of like, all right, man, this guy's like.
Here's the thing. I'm not going to say I had sat down and had a one-on-one conversation with Elon Musk, but from what I've seen of him, I kind of like the guy.
Yeah?
I don't think he didn't seem too bad of a dude.
Did you watch any of his SNL episode a few weeks back?
I a little bit. I caught a couple clips of it.
He's an interesting cat. I think he did a fine job for what it is. He's not like he's an actor by any stretch.
Just his mannerisms.
Yeah.
Just the way he stands there. It's like, is that guy real? Is it?
I do like, though, that as he gets richer and richer, his hair gets fuller and fuller. Unlike Jeff Bezos, who is just getting balder and balder. Like, I don't know if it's possible to have more shine on your head.
Short stick on that one.
But yeah, you think if you'd be a billionaire, you'd be like, all right, yeah, I'm going to have the greatest head of hair you've ever seen. That's what Elon Musk is doing. He's doing more of like the rich superhero, while Bezos is doing more of the rich supervillain, I think, is what we're looking at.
There is something money can't buy. It's hair. Jeff Bezos proves that.
Or a personality. I don't know. Maybe that's one of the two things. But. All right, so what do we got? We got beer with twigs in it and Elon Musk, the time of the year with a great head of hair. I like that. All right, that is your morning dump, buddy. We'll be back.
Brock and Hunter.